We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
It's a fun show today. We had a good time. Tomorrow, we got a fun show, too. What, Will Omen's going to be on the show? Is Cole Wright going to make his appearance? All right. So we'll have Cole on the show tomorrow. We'll have some fun. We'll talk more about the Sox and the Rays and the Cubs and the Mets. You got all sorts of first place baseball taking place, which is nice. It's a little weird the way that things are set up as we go into transition with the Parkins and Spiegel show, because usually what happens is I take all my stuff and I move. And I move over here to the third spot, and then Danny comes in, and he sits in the power chair, and then Spiegs is in the passenger seat. So I'm sitting there. And
like the buffet I invented long ago.
Yes. And so Spiegs is like, no, stay there. And I'm like, "What? Where's Danny?" He's like, "Oh, well, Danny's at home." I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Don't you want to be in this spot? Because you're going to be in this spot."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Of course I'd like to be in the power chair." So now he is in the power chair, and he is in full space command of today's afternoon show. But
I have chosen poorly from the drawer full of headphones and have ended up with one that's like leaning on one ear and facing far away. And I believe this is the only one that works, the only side of these headphones that works, that it doesn't face directly. So,
well, Shane's got you covered, I think.
Basically, Danny, you're not here and the whole damn thing falls apart.
I've been trying to tell you. And by the way, can you hear me, Matt Spiegel? Because now I see that you took off your headphones. But Lawrence, just pass along the message not to get too comfortable in that chair.
Okay. Yes. Don't get too comfortable in the chair, Danny says.
You know, I long for the days of Spiegel and Parkins. It was a very different show.
Very different.
Actually, the truth is Danny sat in this chair for Spiegel and Parkins, too. Don't tell anybody, but that's really nothing.
Are you like He-Man right now? Do you feel the power as you get into the chair?
Kevin Smith has like a He-Man-related movie coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Kevin Smith.
Adam would hold up the sword.
Sure.
By the power of Grayskull, I got the power.
But I've been wondering where Kevin Smith of Clerks fame and all those movies is. I wonder what he's doing.
Well, he had a fairly significant heart attack, and I think he started to kind of reprioritize things and change things around. But I think he's doing better.
Good idea.
I think he's doing better now. So if he wants to get back to doing the creative, I'm all for it.
What was the religion one that he made? Danny, did you ever see that one with George Carlin?
Dogma.
Dogma was great.
Affleck
and Matt Damon.
And remember, like, George Carlin was like the old priest trying to help the Catholic Church become more modern, so they introduced the buddy Jesus, and it was a Jesus with two thumbs up. It's like, we really think this is going to modernize us. The buddy Jesus.
Still trying.
Oh,
two fallen angels who were rejected from paradise find themselves banned in Wisconsin.
That's what it was.
What an opening line to a description of a movie.
That's a great, great catch line there.
That is incredible.
Man, from Dogma to He-Man. Kind of makes sense when you think about it.
Sure.
It does. And Lawrence, you know, as we are in different locations today, which is not our preferred method of broadcasting, but sometimes life just makes it happen, you communicate more via phone than in person. Like I attended our pre-show meeting virtually,
yeah.
But then my connection was a little crappy, and so Spiegs and I communicated off to the side. We were exchanging some texts about something, and we still want to be able to see each other, so I hopped on the Zoom. And I know this people are like, oh, this is a little inside. What's the point? Well, here's the point. I texted Matt Spiegel, and I said, I'm on the Zoom, to remind him on his end that he needs to log into the Zoom.
Yeah.
That was a thing that was going on in here, Danny.
It seemed like it might have been a problem or a challenge for him.
A little bit.
But could not have been as much of a challenge as his initial response to my text that said, I'm on the Zoom. He responded with one word, excrement.
I meant to say excellent, and and I must have gotten a letter in there, like I put an R in there or something by accident. And
which
then,
is such a great typo.
And then autocorrect completed my work and brought me to excrement.
All right, so let's drill down a little bit. Danny, you get the text from Spiegs that says excrement.
Yeah.
Do you immediately think, oh, he meant excellent, or are you going down a wormhole and you're like, hey, what's he trying to say about me?
Well, he noticed it very quickly and came over the top with excellent and a big ha ha ha.
Did he do it in all caps?
No, it could have been the accidental text on purpose.
I guess what?
It could have been.
That was my second worst text mistake of the last 7 minutes.
Wow.
Okay.
What about Chicago? Radiothon? Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel.
Yeah. See, that's just terrible
that
audio.
Incredible.
That lives on forever. I had asked Mitch to try and get Cubs tickets for me and Christine and some friends we have coming to town on Friday night. And that didn't work. And so then I had to text my wife that didn't work. And by accident, I texted everything that I texted my wife about it. I texted all of that to Mitch.
So, wow.
We were just talking about this the other day, Shane, right? Things you have ruined by texting the wrong person. Thankfully, I did not call the boss an a-hole or say anything. I said nothing bad about the situation.
Can I be the judge of that? Let me hear that text.
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay. Yeah, I thought so.
I'm leaving a couple of factors out there, but just trust me.
I thought
me.
You might be.
Yeah, just trust me. Be careful who you're sending texts to around these parts.
Wow.
Wife versus Mitch.
Yeah. Have Danny have rotating partners again real quick.
Is that like a Freudian slip thing, you think?
So Carmen's in tomorrow? Is that what you're...
Yeah, Mark Carmen's
so.
In tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, Carrington at the end of the week, Ronnie Mackloff all next week.
Yeah,
and
the only one I'll worry about is Carrington.
That could have been dicey, dude. That could have been...
It could have been real bad. But Mitch and I, we go way back. We got a thing. We laughed about it. Everything's good. If he had sent me something that was for Mary, we all would have just laughed.
Of course.
Well, at least it isn't like what we sometimes get on the actual text screen here.
I love
where
those.
I do too. And where, you know, a young man perhaps would like to set some things up for his significant other at the end of a night. And they sometimes just text here because that's who they were texting before when they wanted to talk about the Cubs or the Sox.
Uh-huh.
And you take the O in Sox and you exchange it for an E in sex. And then they want to text about that to someone else. But then we get it and we're like, what do you do?
I know. Yeah,
laugh and applaud them.
I usually reply.
You got to reply.
You got to tell them because you don't want them to think that they sent this sex to someone and then that person didn't reply. Because there is no worse rejection than that.
Yeah, right. So you got to say, I know you didn't mean to send this to us. That's kind of you. I thought you were going to reply with, oh, yeah, baby, bring it. I will see you there in 10 minutes.
Well, I actually also
And do me a favor. Bring a miniature Statuette of Liberty.
And,
oh, yeah.
And come to the door completely naked. Not naked. Naked.
Yeah.
I said call you Mitch. But it also would be funny because we have an automatic response when you text 312-644-6767. So imagine sending your significant other a sext and in response getting, thanks for texting the Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin 670 score text line. Reply help for help. Stop to cancel. Message and data rates may apply.
texting a lot of help.
That's not what you want to get back from a sext. Is that
it's not.
Message and data rates apply.
Yeah, I know. I'm willing to risk the message rates and the data rates.
No risk it, no biscuit.
I need help. That's why I'm texting. Why are you saying respond with help?
This texter says that he meant to text a client. I'll be there at 10:45. And instead it's sent, I'll be there at 10:45.
It's good.
What time is that exactly? I don't know.
All the time, right? Yeah. Why not?
Shane, what was the thing that was ruined in the wrong group chat?
Julia from B96, my friend's surprise birthday party. We had a group chat with her best friend, myself.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you. And her boyfriend. And we had been planning this party out for 5 weeks. And one of the elements was Saturday night's boat dad theme party where you dress like a dad. We went on the boat Saturday night. This girl, her best friend, Katie, accidentally copy and pasted the entire Facebook event description into a group chat that Julia was in. So ruined the whole thing.
Is that why she didn't look surprised?
Well, she's got good friends, so they brought stuff for her to wear to be prepared, you know? So it was still a very good time. But yeah, that was ruined.
Sucks, man.
Yeah,
got to be careful out here.
I feel like there's a topic in here for you, boys.
I think we're doing it. I think we got here.
I pitched it a week ago, Lawrence, and it was just combed over.
It was combed over like Gene Katie's hair.
But it was not forgotten.
No.
It's coming out now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, it's being used now.
But it's important to bring up the context of how you've been done wrong, Shane.
Yeah, let's do it in transition instead of like planning out a whole segment for our own show.
Our own show.
You want me to open the phone lines?
This is our own show.
Open the phone lines.
I feel like Lawrence has just stepped into some pre-existing tension the last couple of days.
It's fine.
Well, because Shane is just so fake. Like, he acts tough and thick. Tough and thick skin.
Here we go, Jim.
And you just can't.
I am tough and thick skin. I just have a good memory.
You just have a good memory.
I got a long memory.
I got a long memory.
God, that's such a great bite. Like everything about that just said him.
Lackey. You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it just screamed long memory. Yeah. Like, the way he said it.
I got a long memory.
Oh, so good. And, you know, and Danny knows the visual that I always think of. And forever, it's just going to be the first thing that pops into my mind about John Lackey.
Cowboy hat?
No. Danny, it was the one that you were backstage with me.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Giving up a home run to Paul Konerko in the ALCS.
Oh, that's the one that pops in there for Tanny. Not yelling at Mike Socha as he's being pulled out of a playoff game either. Although that one could be there. No. Hot Stove Cool Music in the green room. Very cool that a couple players show up about halfway through. I think it was Ross as a player at the time and John Lackey. And John Lackey was quadruple fisting the gin and tonics. He walked in with four gin and tonics, clearly just for him.
So more impressive. Clayton Kershaw getting six or seven baseballs in there or John Lackey with the four drinks?
Oh, yeah. It's long fingers. It tells you a lot.
Lackey. Well, because, I mean, he wasn't spilling. And I think I made a comment like, oh, man, you had to do a bar run? And he's like, yeah, for myself.
I got to catch up.
Yeah, because he said, I pitched today.
He did pitch today.
Yeah.
And that's right. He pitched that day, and I said, man, you threw a lot of sliders today. And he said,
they were swinging at everything else.
I came here for jewelry.
Yeah.
Come here for no haircut.
No, he didn't. That dude was hilarious. Hey, a little bit of breaking baseball news. Tyler Glasnow of the Tampa Rays, who left the game last night, has a partially torn ulnar collateral ligament and a flexor tender strain. The plan is to try and rehab and avoid Tommy John. But we know how that works. It is a brutal blow for Glasnow, says Jeff Passan.
That's too bad.
He's been great. He's been one of the best pitchers
but
in the game.
But you saw it like last night where he's flexing and he's like, he couldn't get a grip. He couldn't get a feel. He's walking around the mound.
Yep.
You knew that it was something that was fairly significant for him. That's really too bad.
Yeah, that is a dude who has figured some stuff out. But, you know, I don't know what kind of pitcher that he would be in a month. You know, I don't know what kind of pitcher Craig Kimbrell is going to be in a month. Liam Hendricks is going to be in a month. Because if you're removing sticky stuff and all of a sudden your four-seamer doesn't have the ride, the carry that it has for the last couple years, can you pitch the same way? Let's just imagine, just one. Let me give you one example. Lucas Giolito completely reinvented his career. I don't know if he's using stuff. I don't. But we know that a lot of people are. His four-seamer is the bread and butter, and everything he does is off the four-seamer. Four-seamer and changeup. Sometimes that's it. Four-seamer, change, and maybe one breaking ball. If the four-seamer's not as good, can he pitch the same way? Like, his entire pitch mix might have to change. His entire approach and thought process. And I think they're going to be asking 60 to 65% of the pitchers in baseball to make that kind of adjustment on the fly. And it's going to be chaos, just as far as the competitive perspective and how it eventually is going to level out. I don't know what bullpen is going to be the best one in baseball in a month, you know? It's a big deal to do this in the middle of the season from that perspective.
So I was texting with a National Baseball reporter, and I said, scale 1 to 10, how big of a deal is this going to be once they start enforcing it? You guys want to take a guess, Shane, Tanny, who it was?
Oh, man, you saw us. Oh, yeah, that's a mystery. Who could it be?
It could be John Morosi.
Could be. Could be Andy McCulley's National now.
Was it Bob Nightingale?
It was Bob Nightingale. It was Bob Nightingale.
If you guys want to have Bob Nightingale on, you guys can certainly do that.
Jason Stark falling asleep mid-conversation with you?
Oh.
I know Jason Stark. Could be any number of the ones that I'm friends with, but you probably could guess who it was. But doesn't matter. I said, scale of 1 to 10, how big of a bleep show is this going to be when they start enforcing it? And he said that he was having a hard time wrapping his head around it. He's like, it could be anywhere from a 3 to a 17. He's like, we don't know so many variables yet in terms of, are these guys actually not going to be able to grip it at all? Mm-hmm. Have they already been preparing for this and like ramping down now in the lead up to it? Or is it going to be just that day it all goes away? Or are they going to try to work around it? So it's like he doesn't know yet how big of a deal it's going to be come June 21st. It'll obviously be something, but is it going to be a huge thing or a small thing? We're going to talk to Lance Lynn about it in the middle of the 4 o'clock hour.
Did you guys happen to hear Rossi with me?
Yes.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I was a little surprised at him saying, yeah, you know what? There's been a competitive advantage for pitchers, and this needs to swing back the other way. We need to balance this out. And then, you know, we joked around about some of the stuff that maybe he's seen or he's done in his career as a catcher.
Yeah, he said pine tar on his shin guard.
On his shin guards.
Well, there are provisions now in this new MLB memo. Catcher's in trouble if he's doing that. But did you see who's really in trouble if the catcher's doing that? The pitcher. The pitcher is the one who will get suspended if the catcher has a sticky chest protector like Yadi Molina, or pine tar on the shin guard, or if the first baseman has a bunch in his glove and he comes in and when they throw it around, he puts a little stuff on it. The pitcher's the one who gets in trouble.
Remember
if that happens.
When the ball just stuck to Yadi's chest
protector?
That was
protector. Incredible.
That like didn't move and needed to be jarred.
And we all just went, ha, 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 that doesn't seem right. Okay, next. So, I mean, MLB has allowed this thing to be what it is, and now cracking down with completely no input from the players. The players feel completely disrespected and unheard, which I think is a great way to go into an offseason where the collective bargaining agreement is going to be an issue, huh?
They were screwed on that front already.
That's true.
Just a piece of metal.
The Glasnow news, man, also, I would imagine, and we don't know, but I think informed speculation could say, maybe about his or someone else, if you're making this change in the middle of the season, like what if he was a dude who used sunscreen to grip the baseball, then had to stop, then blows out his elbow?
Yeah.
The memo says that the safety for the batter is going to improve when you remove the sticky stuff, which I have no idea how that makes any sense. Like, I get that the movement might be less crazy, but in terms of grip, if you're making it harder to grip the baseball, I don't know how it's safer for the guy in the box.
Because if your fingers are so sticky, and sometimes it might fly off strangely from your fingers because there's extra stick on there. Like, the science grade, the spider tack stuff, like the really elevated stuff, that stuff just creates chaos where you see guys throw 45-foot pitches that bounce. You know, so fastballs that fly off and hit a dude in the head might be caused by your fingers are too sticky and you don't know how to control it.
And it's one of the things I was talking about earlier. Jim DeShays had talked about it on the broadcast. God, maybe Friday he was talking about how towards the end of his career, he would go around and look and try to get a little bit of an edge and looked at scuffing up baseballs and trying to throw scuffed up baseballs, and he couldn't. And he said there's an art to that part of it too, where you might think that you're getting an advantage from doing something, but if you're not used to doing it, it can be as dangerous as doing it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And Danny, your point about pitchers now going to be messing with their mechanics, because really the only way to increase spin is sticky stuff. A little bit of mechanics, a little bit of velocity for sure, but that's there in the MVP machine from Kyle Boddy from a few years ago, saying that's the only thing you can do when he and Trevor Bauer were kind of outing the whole thing. And you're going to have a lot of pitchers trying to adjust their mechanics and see if they can get some of the stuff that the sticky used to give them. It's really going to mess up a lot of things.
That's where you're going to have the biggest problem. Like if the Glasnow injury or any other injury to a high-profile pitcher, they blame on, they made me change this in season, and then I blew out my arm, and that cost me a bunch of money. That's when the union will go insane.
Yeah. So you could have that problem there. But there's like five facets of this, which all could be the biggest problem from this thing. And to your boy, I almost said his name, Bob Nightingale's point in your text thread, that like you don't exactly know if it's from a 3 to a 17. I think it's going to be, here's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for like 3 weeks or a month of absolute dysfunctional chaos, distracting, maddening weirdness with people suspended and teams having to play a man short for 10 days because you can't replace a dude on a roster when he's suspended for 10 games. So that's going to be a big competitive deal. So like a really chaotic, crap-ass 3 weeks or a month, and then we settle in to something. I don't know what we'll settle into, but we'll settle into something.
Yeah, I think that that makes sense, like that they'll settle into it. It's just how much damage are you going to do along the way? And in the end, is it worth it? And it feels like if the end result is less crazy spin rate, more balls in play, for the watchability of the game, even if it's not worth it for fill-in-the-blank player or this season or a team gets screwed with suspensions, like if we're talking about the long-term 5 to 10 year health of the sport, I do think this is a worthwhile endeavor by Major League Baseball, even if it's really messy as they get there.
It is absolutely worthwhile. It just should have been done in the offseason as part of a collectively bargained situation when everybody can adjust to it and figure out what to do.
And you could have had your uniform grip ready and say, all right, look, we're taking away all your stuff, but here's what we're going to give you. We're going to give you a league-mandated thing that we've tested and we've made sure is, from a safety standpoint, is fine and good to go, but doesn't give you better performance.
But they've decided that rosin is it. That's it. Because they say they did the testing. And here's the thing. Travis Sawchik, I had him on Hit and Run last week. He did the testing with all this different stuff. And rosin and sunscreen did not do much more than just rosin alone. It did not have a big, like, I think, and if you do this blanket ban, I think it actually makes sense to do it that way, because otherwise you're asking Laz Diaz and Joe West to detect the difference between sunscreen and firm grip. What are we doing here? Like, is that pine tar or is that spider tack?
I hadn't thought about it that way, but it makes a lot of sense.
Right? Like, police everything, or as opposed to degrees of something. To me, that does make sense. But, man, a lot of crazy stuff that's going to happen, including more empowered umpires, which I think we all want to see.
That's why I go to the games.
That's why I pay my tickets. What are you guys doing on the show today?
We have guests today. Richard Deitch will be on the show at 3 o'clock to talk about baseball in the national broadcast space. ESPN's getting out of the Monday and Wednesday night baseball game. And should there be a way for last night's Rays-White Sox game to be flexed nationally, especially if they have their own channel? We want to discuss how baseball could do a better job of getting its best games out to the most people. The mayor of Arlington Heights, Thomas Hayes, is going to join the show to discuss whether or not the Bears are moving to his burg. And Lance Lynn at 4:20 today, Lawrence.
That sounds like a show.
Oh, it's a show. It's a show.
I'm in the power chair. I'm in the power chair. I'm going to stay right here.
Radio has a power chair.
It's true. Lawrence, man, have a good day. Shane can't he can't strangle me because I'm not in studio. That feels
he
really
can't
good.
Strangle you today.
That's true. Yeah, he could bank it for the future as he sits with his arms crossed, all menacing.
Is it weird that he's almost doing like this big brother type thing now that he can see you guys in the studio, although he can see you guys in the studio every day when he's in the studio? Is that weird?
It was, I'll say this, Tanny and I could make whatever expression in reaction to the things that they said when they both were at home because we could just turn our Zoom video off.
Oh.
And now we can't do that, so they can always see us.
And they know full well that I will narc on them directly to Danny, that my allegiance is to my partner, and anything they say or do to attack Danny, I will narc on them.
As the power chair!
As far as Danny knows.
It's a healthy dynamic we've created.
Radio has a power chair.
So that's what we're doing today, Lawrence. We'll see. I can't wait to talk to Lance Lynn about the sticky stuff because he is a guy who does not hold back opinions. So
agreed.
Maybe we'll make a little news in the 4 o'clock hour today. Who knows?
All right, boys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Lawrence. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.